The government is proposing an ambitious computer database that would screen every airline passenger and pick out people deemed to be a high risk for committing acts of terror. The plan is to augment an existing system known as the Computer-Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System, or CAPS. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that the new system could make it easier for ordinary passengers to get through security. The question is, at what cost?
The current CAP system relies on mundane information, like whether you bought a one-way ticket, whether you paid cash. That decides who should face extra questions at the gate, who has to take their shoes off again. For travelers like financial consultant Blue Putnam, standing in line at Baltimore Washington International Airport, it's mysterious and unfair.
I'm pulled aside 100% of the time.
Any idea why?
No, I can't figure it out. I think they just want to hassle Americans.
The new version of CAPS would be even more mysterious. It would rely on a complex set of information from big things like terrorist watch lists to little things like home ownership records, bankruptcy, and divorce information. Passengers who look normal would get less scrutiny. Those who look unusual might get pulled aside.
I think it's a very good idea. I think that's the problem, is we don't check the passports, we don't check the records enough. Instead, we hassle people at security. We've taken the wrong approach. So I'd much rather be checked out before I get to the airport.
Many people in line say the same thing. They have nothing to hide, so search away. Americans often say they're ready to trade privacy for security, and that's what worries privacy activist David Sobel.
Ultimately, the problem with this concept is the use of information for predictive purposes, making assumptions that a person who doesn't own a home, or a person who has a certain level of debt, or a person who travels to particular places is suspect in some way.
Sobel says tighter security is fine. He just wants to know what's being analyzed and what's considered suspicious. Sobel, an attorney for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, has sued the Transportation Security Administration to find out just how the proposed system would work. But the government says that's classified and has said little about what goes into CAPS. So Sobel says we should assume the worst.
There are all kinds of databases out there that indicate what our interests are, what our political philosophies might be. And I think it would be extremely problematic if that kind of information found its way into one of these databases.
The government says it won't talk about CAPS because that would teach terrorists how to beat the system, how to get on a plane without extra scrutiny. But there are those who say you don't have to know the rules to cheat at this game. MIT grad student Samid Chakrabarty did an analysis comparing CAPS to a completely random system of searches.
What we found out is that there's a very simple strategy that a terrorist cell could use to circumvent the CAPS system.
Chakrabarty says if you want to know whether CAPS has given you a high score, just test the system. If terrorists take just 3 practice flights and don't get pulled aside for extra questions, they would know they do not have a high risk rating.
The more times an agent goes through the system and is not flagged by CAPS, the more confident they can become that they have a low threat index.
If the odds of beating the system are high, the odds that CAPS will make mistakes are even better. Crime profiler Terry Gaditis of Synapse Technologies says a lot of information about passengers will be incorrect or missing.
So you can't hunt down home ownership or what they might subscribe to or what kind of food they might eat before they get on the plane. Then you've got holes in the data, so the system itself won't be able to determine with any accuracy whether that person falls into your quote-unquote profile or not.
But some security experts say all CAPS really has to do is to profile the typical non-terrorist.
CAPS, too, profiles the non-terrorists because we know a lot more about them, and then everybody who does not fit that profile is taken out for additional screening.
Daryl Jenkins of George Washington University's Aviation Institute says it's true, it's hard to profile terrorists, but it's easy to profile everyone else.
You more or less live in one area, you have a residence, you've been there for a while, you have people in the area. A terrorist is more likely to be the itinerant, someone who's been there for a very short time versus a longer time.
We may never know whether CAPS accomplishes that goal, since the system will apparently remain secret. privacy advocates may be just as concerned that caps will in fact turn out to be effective. If it is, they're certain that this automated approach to security screening will find its way into many other areas of our lives. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.